It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There is a local push, a new initiative to highlight what is available currently in Tuolumne County when it comes to career technical education and also expand the offerings. We're going to dive into that issue today with a panel of guests who are passionate about that topic. We're joined in the studio by Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, a pair of local contractors, Jamie Roberson and Chris Rangel. We also have Zach Abernathy, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, and Brandon Price, who is the Dean of Career Technical Education at Columbia College. In this first segment, since we have such a big panel and we're thrilled to have everybody with us, we're going to start first with Daryl Slocum and the pair of our local contractors. So Daryl Slocum, I'll start first with you with the Sonora Area Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about the CTE campaign and the Sonora Area Foundation's involvement?
Love to, BJ, and thanks for having us. So there's a terrific effort that's already underway in the career technical education realm. However, what we've come to realize is that, number one, there's a void. There are a lot of people who aren't aware of what's going on, especially people who've been away from the public school system for a while, and their memories are kind of locked in time, you know, because back when I was in school, there was shop programs and offerings that kind of went away for a while, and I think people think that's still the case, but the reality is that there's some really vibrant, wonderful programs being offered in Tuolumne County. So our effort is to try to make people aware of what's already existing and to increase awareness of those programs, hopefully adoption, and then expansion by forming a coordinated effort to determine what else could be done to support career technical education in Tuolumne County and how do we make that happen.
And Jamie Roberson, I'll move over to you. Tell us a little bit about your background and why you're stepping up to support this initiative.
Yeah, so actually I'm a Sonora High School graduate, graduated in 99, and I was lucky enough to take, it was called ROP at the time, it's Career Technical Education now, but I took a ROP construction class with from Rocky Wolf, actually, and it got me really interested, but there wasn't a lot more beyond just that construction class at the time, and then graduated. I wasn't really the student that was entirely engaged in high school, and it took me a minute to figure out that my interests might be possibilities for me. And so I kind of stumbled around in life, did some construction, did some firefighting, and then came back to construction. And now that I've got myself in a position where my brother and I are partnered up in our construction company, and I can offer some of my time back. One of the things that I'd really like to see is more of an enriched offering of career technical education in Tuolumne County. And so that's what brought me here.
And Chris Rangel, how about you?
Yeah, also a graduate from Sonora High in 99. Wasn't the honor student, but after high school, moved out of town down to the Bay Area. And kind of meandered around for a year working odd jobs until Buddy introduced me into a plumbing apprenticeship. And I fell in love with it, working with my hands, building stuff. And I've been doing it for 25 years now. It's taken me to Hawaii, building the largest service company out there on all four islands. And now I'm back here and, you know, working with Jamie on a few projects. And we almost stumbled across this CTE movement that's already happening in Tuolumne County. And our question was, and this is how we kind of talked to Daryl at that first, barbecue it was over on Kamaj with Rocky Wolf. And it's like, how do people not know that this is going on? And in the last 6 to 8 months, we've found that there's a lot of great programs going on, but everyone's kind of in their own little sector and doesn't really know about it. So through Daryl's help and the last couple of months, we've been making a lot of good things happen as far as getting it out there. We've got a lot of good response from local contractors and community businesses that are very interested in helping CTE programs. So I'm just happy to be here and thanks for having us and shining a light on it.
No, Jamie Roberson, I might go over to you. You mentioned being a local person, grew up going to Sonora High School. You know, how does that kind of play into your thought process too? I mean, because I mean, CTE, it creates new jobs in the community, helps keep local people here like yourself and future generations.
Yeah, I think any effort that we can do to make the today's youth aware that they can become prosperous in their own community and maybe keep them around and help give them the confidence as they're moving into the professional world, it's a major motivator of mine. For one, like anything that I have a huge passion for helping kids get in touch with the best versions of themselves. And if they can find that earlier in life, it might make those years after high school a little bit easier for them. And that's a major motivator of mine. And I have a major heart for my community. And just to see Tuolumne County thrive, that's a major motivator for me.
Chris Rangel, how about you? The youth that go through these programs and people even later in life who want to find new careers, I mean, is it have you found it to be a really successful pathway to go into the job career?
Absolutely. In my opinion, people, especially youth, they need a purpose. They need a passion, and they're not going to get that in after high school. They might. I shouldn't say that. They probably will. But if we can introduce them to these opportunities and these career pathways and they could be successful at, I think it's only going to help everyone in the community, especially the youth, be more successful post high school. I've trained a lot of apprentices that anywhere from 18 to 30 years old out in Hawaii, and they're like, I wish I would have found this earlier. I wish this would have been offered to me in high school. I would have been a lot further along, but regardless, it's just very important to introduce these opportunities to the youth, in the high school age range.
Daryl Slocum, hearing the two contractors speak, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, they both did a good job of outlining their why. I would add that career technical education is evolving nationwide. This is not just a local trend. We're seeing changes taking place where the job market is such that in many instances, a college degree in and by itself may not be adequate for providing for yourself and for your family. And this trend of having people take a closer look at career technical education is vibrant. And in Tuolumne County, typically we lag behind the trends. But I think what this group would like to see is the opposite, where we're out in front of it, that we are doing a good job of educating and informing so that our community knows about this as an option because it suits our demographic. We have a lot of first-generation college families here that have skills beyond academics, and we have an economy that would benefit by having a better-trained workforce as it pertains to career technical education.
Need to take a break. We're talking about career technical education, a new initiative in the community that's kind of to highlight the different options and availability of different programs, also looking at some ways to expand offerings. We're joined on the topic by a panel of guests today. During this first segment, we've been talking with Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Jamie Roberson, local contractor, and Chris Rangel, also a local contractor. We'll loop them into the conversation a little bit later on, but during our second segment, we're going to be talking with Brandon Price. He's the Dean of Career Technical Education at Columbia College, and also Zach Abernathy, who is the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. That's a quick preview of the second segment that's going to be coming up in just a minute. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The show is focused on career technical education. There's kind of a new initiative and a new push to highlight what's available currently in Tuolumne County when it comes to career technical education. Also expand the offerings. The Sonora Area Foundation and others are kind of behind the new effort. And we have a panel of guests today. During the first segment, we talked with Daryl Slocum, CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Jamie Roberson and Chris Rangel, a pair of local contractors as well. Going to bring in Brandon Price, who's the Dean of Career Technical Education at Columbia College, and Zach Abernathy, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, into the conversation during segment two. I'll start first with Brandon Price, if you can share a little bit about the career technical education opportunities at Columbia College.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks for having us, BJ. We have a wide variety of programs that are both short-term occupational training programs and a little bit longer programs where you can earn like an associate's degree. These include our automotive program, accounting, business, child development program, which also has an apprenticeship tied to it, computer science and programming, IT, which also have pre-apprenticeship programs, digital media, emergency medical services, entrepreneurship, fire technology, which has a municipal component, and it also has a wildland firefighting program, forestry and natural resources, that's one of our most popular programs given the area. Geographic information systems, healthcare, which has really exploded. I would say 18 months ago, we had an EMS program and a nursing program through Modesto Junior College, but in the last 18 months, we've added a healthcare patient access program, CNA program, phlebotomy, medical assisting. We're going to be adding a home health aid program. So health careers has really exploded recently with the help of Adventist Health, MACT, Dignity Health. We have hospitality and culinary, office technology, and welding. I know that was a lengthy list, but I probably forgot something, but I think that's the majority of them.
You know, at Columbia College, you look at like different job fields that are needed in the community and kind of match those up with what you offer?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yeah, we do look at the labor market information, and that was actually impetus for two of our most recent additions, the Forestry Corps, our wildland firefighting and fuels reduction program, which has been just hugely successful. As well as those home health programs that I was talking about, the CNA, medical assisting, patient access, phlebotomy. Those have all been within the last couple years, and it was basically a product of that labor market information showing what demand there is.
And Zach Abernathy, superintendent of Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office, you know, what does Tuolumne County have when it comes to local education opportunities?
So first of all, you know, the partnerships with the local districts and Columbia College are really strong. So it's good to have Brandon here and kind of walk through some of that, because a lot of those are partnered with our districts. So I'll kind of walk you around the county and just give you a real quick list. I'll go through them quick and let you know what's going on around the county. Sonora High School has a couple of agriculture programs. They have welding and construction technology. They have several pathways in a medical field, including EMS, CNA, and some of these classes are what they call CCAP classes, which is where the teacher actually teaches on the high school campus. Education pathways, computer game design, cosmetology, fire science, and EMS. Somerville High School has digital media, including robotics and engineering, performing arts, medical careers pathways. They have a principles of biomedical sciences and a human body systems, medical interventions and biomedical innovations. They have agriculture offerings. Some are CCAP. They have mechanics, film and photography, studio broadcasting, and then they have their Connections Academy up there as well. And then Don Pedro has agriculture, a couple offerings, and culinary arts. And also up there in Big Oak Flat, Groveland, Tioga High School has environmental sciences and natural resource conservation, and then a couple agriculture offerings. You know, and then of course the pairings with Columbia College on many of those offerings.
You know, career technical education, did it play a big role in your life growing up here in Tuolumne County?
It did. I actually have a local teacher that gives me a hard time because I didn't take the ag classes and things like it, until I got to college. And so he continually to this day gives me a hard time about, you know, not taking those classes. And then my degrees in agriculture, and I took the weldings and the mechanics and the tractors classes and things like that. And so I just loved it, and I didn't do it in high school because I didn't know. And so, I mean, that's why we're here, right, is to let people know. And so had I known that I could, you know, take some of those other classes and still go to college, I definitely would have taken advantage of that sooner than I did.
And Brandon Price, can you talk a little bit about how Columbia College interacts with the different high schools?
Yeah, we have such great relationships. I mean, we're really seeing a renaissance, I think, in CTE in our community. And I think most of that is attributed to the fact that we have such great relationships with our high schools. At Sonora High, you know, I could name off the people at each one of the high schools that we work with and we're doing so much with. I think one of the facts that points out how great our relationship is that we had over 800 students dual enrolled last year at Columbia College. And to put that in perspective, pre-pandemic, we had about 500 students dual enrolled. And our rate of dual enrollment in our county was twice the state average. So we had about 36% of our students dual enrolled. And now we're at 800 students dual enrolled. And so I think we're one of the tops in the state for dual enrollment. And it's really a tribute to the relationships that we have with the high schools and them wanting to work with us so much. We work with them on writing grants, strong workforce grants to help provide students more CTE opportunities. Somerville, I think, has 8 dual enrollment classes this semester. They've expanded this year into, they're doing welding and automotive and computer science, and Sonora High School's doing fire technology and EMS and healthcare, CNA. And so it's a really exciting time to be in CNA in our community because we're working so well with Zach and the county office and all of the high schools. So, yeah, it works really well.
Zach, anything you want to add about the relationship with Columbia College?
No, I would just say that, TCSOS has kind of taken a supportive role with the districts. They actually do a lot of their coordinating directly with Columbia College, and we just find ourselves as a support to, you know, grow those relationships and make the program strong and do whatever we can to help support and you know, have these classes out there for the kids to be able to take.
Yeah, and I think Zach's, they're being a little bit modest at the county office because they do provide a lot of support. I know one of the things that happened last year was the county office was able to get a K-12 strong workforce grant. And because of that grant, they were able to put additional people at the high schools to help out with CTE and with work experience training and things like that. And so that's been a huge benefit to the college, each one of the high schools having an additional person that is working on developing CTE. So thank you for that, Zach.
No question for either one of you. You know, with the various different options, you know, for some people who aren't clear what path they want to go to, could be overwhelming for some students. What kind of advice would you have for students just kind of looking at, you know, which path, which kind of CTE to maybe enroll in?
I would love to take that one. I have so many different occupations that I've had. I've been, you know, a logger, a truck driver, a welder, I've done construction. There's a lot of different things that I've done. It makes me better at being an educator. And so I guess what I would say there is put yourself out there and you know, check out those opportunities and you'll find some things that you absolutely love and that'll lead you down a path.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about career technical education on this weekend's Motherlode Views. During the second segment, we've been talking with Brandon Price, who's the Dean of Career Technical Education at Columbia College, and Zach Abernathy, the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools Office. Also this weekend on the program, we have Daryl Slocum, CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, Jamie Roberson, a local contractor, Chris Rangel, also a local contractor. We'll bring everybody back into the conversation during our upcoming final segment, Motherlode Views, brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking about career technical education on this weekend show. We have a great panel of guests in studio. Daryl Slocum, who's the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Jamie Roberson, a local contractor. Chris Rangel, also a local contractor. Brandon Price, who is the Dean of Career Technical Education at Columbia College. And Zach Abernathy, the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. And I'll go back over to Jamie Roberson. During the first couple of segments, we had heard kind of a great overview of the different offerings that are available in Tuolumne County when it comes to career technical education. So taking in all that information, you know, what kind of happens next? What is kind of the plan moving forward?
Well, from the committee standpoint, our biggest thing at the moment is community outreach, really just establishing networks where we can make people aware of what's happening with career technical education in Tuolumne County, and then also what support might look like from them. One of the things, Daryl, awesome, wrote up a declaration that we've actually been going around to different businesses in the community and asking them to sign and just kind of educating them on what we're doing. And the response that we've gotten with that is just, I mean, it's overwhelming. This is something that the community is thirsty for and excited about. So I think at the moment, the biggest thing for us is just kind of continuing that campaign and getting as many people on board with and aware of what we're trying to achieve here, and just get that declaration of support. And then as that becomes defined what support is, we have a community that we can reach back out to.
And you're going out and reaching out to people to sign that declaration of support. If somebody's listening today and they want to get involved, what's the best way to reach out that for them to find you guys?
Well, I would say that you could reach out to Daryl Slocum
over at the Sonora Area Foundation.
Over at Sonora Area Foundation, and then and Daryl can figure out which one of us to dispatch, and we'll come touch base with you and love to sit down face to face and just educate you on what we got going on.
I'll go back over to Zach Abernathy as Superintendent of Schools for Tuolumne County. Are there ways that you're looking to kind of celebrate people who go into the career technical education field?
Yeah, I think. You know, really the celebration is, you know, finding them that dream, finding them what tugs at their heart and letting them, you know, be able to chase that. And so, you know, that's the dream, is just getting kids what they need to be successful and hopefully keeping them around the community, you know, keep them here in town. And so I think, you know, the biggest push is just to get everybody on the same page and community and educators working together. And what I would like to see is CTE pathways become permanent and not just when the money, you know, from the government comes in and you know, we can do that in our community. And so really, I hope that, you know, if there's anything you're hearing today from me, it's we need to create these relationships and continue to grow them, and then do this thing together.
From an education standpoint, do you think CTE, career technical education, what it is, how it's defined, has it evolved over the years, or has it remained generally the same?
Yeah, there may be somebody else that wants to touch on this a little bit, but it's definitely evolved. There's way more offerings than there used to be, and it's become, I guess, you know, Brandon might give you the exact time frame, but within the last 5-10 years, it has become a huge push, and the people are seeing, you know, what needs to happen, and that, you know, a guy like me, you know, I was college bound, and I still have done a whole lot of career, you know, tech ed type of jobs, and I love them as well as education.
I'll go over to Chris Rangel. As a local contractor, what are you witnessing when it comes to, you know, the staffing and kind of the need for CTE right now?
Yeah, it's huge. The trades Every year, less and less people are joining the trades. There's almost a stigma about the trades being like a lesser pathway to success, which is so untrue. There's so many good businesses out there that I just hear all the time is like, man, I need more people. I need more people. I need trained people. And they're just, you know, smaller businesses under 100 employees don't have the resources to implement their own training programs, but they need these people to come in. And you know, what's side of the measuring tape to read and basic skills that could definitely get taught on the local high school level and, you know, further education at the Columbia College level. So huge need for trades, career technical education type, I guess, programs or pathways is what we're calling them. So these people are introduced to it, figure out what they like, and they're able to pursue that post-high school.
You know, for people who go through these CTE programs, is there a good chance that their name is going to be moved to the top of the list for those available jobs that are out there?
Absolutely. If someone came to me with experience, you know, at least 2 or 3 years of apprentice level experience in plumbing field, I'm a plumber, I would definitely hire them because I don't have to spend time teaching them how to measure and cut pipe and simple things. I mean, the trades, it's not difficult to be successful in the trades as long as you just show up, pay attention, and do good work. You can really go far in life.
Brandon Price, would you say there's been kind of a renaissance recently when it comes to CTE?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what Chris was saying is spot on. There was kind of a stigma, I think, with CTE for a while, like it was less than getting a 4-year degree. And I think we've seen a real shift there. The enrollments at Columbia College in CTE have really been fantastic post-pandemic. A lot of people wanting to move into that area. And then at the high schools, just the way that our local high schools have made it a priority. I know in the strategic plan at Sonora High School, they've listed that as like CTE is one of their biggest priorities. And you've seen that in the actions really backing that up. I think in 2022, Sonora High got a $700,000 grant for to create their CAT center there for CTE and expand their healthcare, welding, and fire programs. Like we talked about earlier, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools wrote a grant to help provide support, CTE support at the area high schools, and that's been a great help for enhancing dual enrollment and the number of CTE programs. Somerville has been getting some funding from the K-16 grant that we got, and they've been hiring folks and expanding their programs in auto, computer science, forestry. So it's just a countywide commitment to expanding CTE that is really so exciting. And I love what we're talking about here, where I feel like we've already been moving down this road of this renaissance that you're talking about, expanding our CTE programs, but there's still people who are kind of left in the dark and don't know that these opportunities are available and these expanded opportunities. So I think this is just a great initiative for that reason.
Got a couple of minutes left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Daryl Slocum, you recently wrote a blog on CTE and this new initiative. So tell us a little bit about that and any kind of final comments as well.
Thanks, PJ. I think the blog does a great job of outlining the purpose of this group and what we're trying to do. And so I would encourage anyone who's interested to go click on that blog and bring it up. But I'll expand on what Jamie said, which is next up for us is taking it to the street, get the word out, making sure people know about the great programs that are already in existence, and to seek partnerships. We have plans for a variety of different things, including you asked the great question about how do kids become exposed to these different programs. Well, we want to have a CTE or a trade fair. Every year the county schools office supports the Mad About Science. We want to have Mad About the Trades, right? We want to have the equivalent of that so that these kids can have some exposure to different opportunities to see what they might be interested in and taking it to the next level. We want to make sure parents and guardians are aware of these options. Again, they need to know what their kids are doing in school beyond just the normal academics. What other opportunities do they have that they could potentially take place in? So we want to educate, we want to inform, but we also want to shine a light on the great work that is already being done. Brandon laid it out well. There are CTE coordinators at our schools now. Zach has one at the county schools office. it demonstrates what a major focus this is for our area and what the potential is for career technical education in Tuolumne County.
Well, and on that note, it's an important topic. A great panel of guests today. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Zach Abernathy, Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Brandon Price, who is the Dean of Career Technical Education at Columbia College, a pair of local contractors, leaders in the community, Jamie Roberson and Chris Rangel, and Daryl Slocum, who is the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.